Good afternoon. A stalled front, roughly in an east-west fashion across the region along I-90, has been the focus of our weather over the last several hours, producing clouds and showers in our region. This front, though, is slowly weakening and dying out. At the same time, a strong area of high pressure to our north in Quebec is pushing in drier air. The result is increasing sunshine already across the St. Lawrence Valley, the northernmost part of New York and northern Vermont, where we will see sunny skies and high temperatures in the mid-60s. We'll hang on to a lot of clouds elsewhere in the vicinity of that weakening front, although the showers will diminish with time over the course of the afternoon. The clouds will keep temperatures a bit lower. Still, these locations will reach the lower to mid-60s for daytime highs. Skies will continue to dry out tonight and become partly cloudy from north to south, and temperatures will drop back into the 40s for overnight lows. That high pressure center from the north will continue to move over top of us for the middle of the week, keeping it dry and mostly sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday. High temperatures will slowly creep into the middle and upper 60s through the middle of the week. A storm system over the Midwest will dive into the Tennessee Valley, allowing the air to stay dry over us for the middle of the week. But later in the week, this same system, while stalled out to the south, will begin to move in our direction. We'll remain dry and mostly sunny on Thursday, with lower to mid-70s for highs, before some clouds start to move in association with this system on Friday. Still, it will stay dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-70s before that system moves over top of us with a chance of showers on Saturday. High temperatures will remain in the lower to mid-70s before we dry it out with a mix of sun and clouds behind this system on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Arthur will continue to move north today and approach the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for portions of the North Carolina coast, where tropical storm force winds are expected along with locally heavy rain. Dangerous surf and rip currents will exist along the mid-Atlantic coast over the next couple of days as the storm becomes extratropical and shifts out to sea. Meanwhile, a low-pressure system is forecast to slowly meander over the Ohio Valley over the next couple of days, and rain and thunderstorms are likely in its vicinity and south along its associated warm front. A moderate risk of flash flooding and a marginal risk of severe weather are in place from the Great Lakes through the central Ohio Valley south into the southern Appalachians. Flash flood watches are in effect. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Peter Sinks, Utah, and Pikes Peak, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 60s, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers near 60, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with rain and highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees. The average low, 48. The record high, 94 degrees, set in 1962 and 2017. And the record low, 29 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:29 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:15 p.m. 14 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny skies close to the Canadian border with increasing sunshine closer to Lake George this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with just the outside risk of a shower and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a few more showers likely this afternoon and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy, just the risk of a shower tonight in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, Mostly cloudy, still a few scattered showers this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with some bright spots, but also the risk of a couple more showers this afternoon and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Wednesday, mostly sunny in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly sunny on Thursday in the lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s on Friday. A chance of showers on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny, lower to mid-70s. And a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-70s again on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.